To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in August, the government announced it would give build-to-rent owners a tax break. Well, we've just found out that Inland Revenue and the Treasury opposed that decision. And with us now is Janae Tibbs-Shraney, the Herald's Wellington business editor. Evening, Janae.
G'day, Heather. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Why'd they oppose it?
Yes, so just for people listening, build-to-rent is a new asset class that the government has defined, and that is houses that are built specifically to be rented out. That means the developers or the owners need to offer tenants tenancies of at least 10 years. The tenants can say no, but that's a rule, and also developers need to build at least 20 units. So if you're a developer and you meet the build-to-rent definition, then you don't need to meet the interest limitation rule. That means you can keep deducting interest as an expense for tax purposes. The government created this exemption for this asset class, and as you say here, the Inland Revenue and Treasury didn't like it. They said that it was unnecessary and unfair because regular mum and dad investors, they can keep, they can no longer deduct interest as an expense when paying tax. But some of these build-to-rent people are large companies, and, they're saying, look, it's a tax break for big companies that don't necessarily need it, while other investors, have this larger tax burden under this new rule.
Do we know why, despite the advice not to do it, why the government ploughed ahead with it?
Yes. I mean, the thing is that we desperately need more affordable rentals. And the government wants to encourage builders and developers to build more affordable housing and affordable rentals. So they don't want to put any impediments in the way of people getting into this type of investment. And actually, the Housing and Urban Development Ministry, they supported a full exemption for build-to-rent. It's actually worth noting as well, the government didn't want to stop people from building new houses. So there's also an exemption for new builds. And a new build is a property that's 20 years old.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
The World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.